In an effort to connect local residents with primary health care, the provincial government has announced a $2.4 million investment in two local Ontario health teams that provide a range of primary care services to area residents. Officials say $2.3 million in funding will go to the Couchiching Ontario Health Team, which will connect an estimated 19,200 unattached patients in Orillia and its surrounding communities, while the North Simcoe Ontario Health Team will receive $90,831 and connect roughly 800 unattached patients in the Midland area. Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop made the announcement alongside local dignitaries and healthcare officials at Couchiching Family Health Team's Memorial Avenue facility Friday afternoon. "With this funding, we embark on a transformative path to bridge the gaps in healthcare services, ensuring that every individual in our community has access to the quality care they need and deserve," Dunlop said. "By connecting more people to the interprofessional primary care services, and filling critical gaps in our healthcare infrastructure, we are laying the foundation for a healthier, more vibrant community, and I'm proud to be part of a government that recognizes and acts on these initiatives." These care teams, like the Couchiching and North Simcoe Ontario Health Teams, provide access to a range of primary care services and professionals, such as doctors, nurse practitioners, social workers, dietitians, and more, working together under one roof. Friday's announcement arrives as part of the province's $110 million investment to connect 328,000 Ontario residents to primary care teams and close the gap on the 1.3 million residents not connected to primary care. "We are thankful for this investment in primary care funding, which will allow us to improve access and address the stress and pressures put on our local hospital," said Lynn Davies, CEO of the Couchiching Family Health Team. "Today we are pleased our government listened to our call for urgent action, and I am thankful to all the primary care providers, clinicians and administrative staff who show up every day to keep us connected and healthy," said Davies. Kimberly McIntosh, physician lead at Couchiching Ontario Health Team, expressed a heartfelt thank you to all care providers and administrative workers at the health team for their work over the years. "The Couchiching Ontario Health Team Care Clinic really was built against the odds, and it really is about our partners trying to provide care to an additional 22,000 individuals who have moved to this region who don't have care providers. That's a big number," she said. "It is these determined efforts to meet the primary care needs of our entire growing population that this funding will go to." "Increasing access to primary care is one of City Council's priorities this term," said Mayor Don McIsaac, who thanked the provincial government for their investment and local healthcare providers for their continued efforts. "By bolstering healthcare service access and networks, we are not only enhancing the well-being of our citizens, but also alleviating strain on our hospital and emergency department while we work towards a modernized acute care hospital," he said. "I would like to thank the province of Ontario for its commitment to the health and prosperity of our community and the Couchiching Ontario Health Team for their continued innovation and dedication to enhancing healthcare for our residents."